This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Before I went away, I interviewed the author Kerry Greenwood about her new book, Out of the Black Land. That is being published by a new publishing house, which is just about to launch, called Clandestine Press. And I have the proprietor, who is also an author herself, on the line now, Lindy Cameron. Good morning, Lindy.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, starting your own publishing house. Ooh, that's big jump.
It's pretty crazy, really.
It is. I thought the whole publishing world nowadays was taken over by vast conglomerates.
I know. Well, that's why I'm doing it. Precisely why I'm doing it.
Because certain books aren't getting published?
Yes. Certain books aren't getting published. Certain authors are being sort of restricted on, you know, what they can write. Then sort of not being allowed to sort of take a few risks and be adventurous.
And so you decided to set up your own label, so to speak.
My own record label. Yeah. in my basement.
in your basement. Well, you know, particularly with the internet nowadays, you know, niche is everything, I think. What niches are you hoping to fill with the kind of books you publish?
Well, I'm hoping to not fill a niche, just sort of concentrate on genre fiction.
Right.
So it means I won't be publishing, you know, literature with a big L, not the sorts of books that, you know, automatically get considered for the Miles Franklin. Although that's, you know, not too wild a thing to
hope for. No, but you're not actually going looking out for what a friend of mine once called art.
No, not at all. I'm looking for readers, mostly.
Yeah.
And, you know, most people, you know, it seems that most people enjoy crime, historical novels, science fiction, speculative fiction. Urban fantasy is a really big thing at the moment.
Yes.
So I'm doing all the genre fiction.
Right.
And
well,
concentrating on that.
We've already spoken on this program to Kerry Greenwood about Out of the Black Land. That's one of the first books. That's historical fiction set in Egypt. I'll skim over for the moment something called Dougal's Diary, because some people call me Dougal when they're in a bad mood with me. We'll come back to that in a moment. But you've actually published a book of your own as well.
Yes. Well, this is a book that I've had out before with one of the big name publishers.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't do very well, mostly because what happens with the big publishers, if you are not a big name yourself, and this is most authors in Australia fit the category, you get about 2 weeks worth of their attention once the book's out to you know, promotion and publicity, that sort of thing. And then they go on to the next thing. And so this book of mine, which is my fifth novel, a couple of years ago, didn't do what I had expected it to do. And so I thought, well, I'm about to publish the sequel as well. And so I wanted to, and this book, Redback, is not out there anymore either. And that's a consequence of it not doing very well the first time around.
No.
And it's not the book's fault. And so I thought, well, I want to publish the sequel as well, so I will go back and republish the first one. And so it's a espionage, spy, action-y thriller thing with guns and explosions and lots of action, page-turning thing. So that's the main reason for that.
Now, it's called Redback.
Yep.
The Redbacks, let me read from your press release here. The Redbacks are a force to be reckoned with.
Mm.
So they're a kind of hostage retrieval team that you've invented here.
So there are a bunch of ex-soldiers led by a woman, Bryn Gideon, who was the only female to come almost close enough to make the SAS. and she's the leader of this group of sort of well-knit soldiers. They've all got their own expertise, of course. And they're all good friends as well. And it's their job to go in and rescue hostages from situations where they might have been taken by rebels, which is how the book opens.
Right. So it's a kind of cross between international rescue and the SAS.
Yes.
If I can put it that way, but with a woman in charge
exactly,
this time.
Exactly. Exactly.
I guess that comes from being a lesbian and a feminist to putting a woman up front.
Absolutely. And there's no reason why they can't be up there.
A lot of countries don't let women go into combat.
Oh, that's true.
Do they? Which has always struck me as rather odd.
Yeah.
I mean, they might not be able to carry. Some of them might not be able to carry the sort of the weight of equipment men have, but that's because they've got brains to carry with them as well.
Exactly.
You can tell.
I think too many of the men are worried about what might happen when a woman does have a gun in her hand.
Well, yes, I have heard some very bad military jokes about, yes, you could only give a woman a gun 3 weeks out of a month.
Exactly, yeah.
And so on and so forth.
Yes, that's also why they wouldn't let them be pilots and astronauts.
And astronauts, no.
Astronauts, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's your book. And as I say, we have talked before about Out of the Black Land. What's Dougal's Diary about?
Dougal's Diary is the first year in the life of a cat from the cat's point of view. Mm. Now, I know this sounds odd to fit into the genre fiction mix, but everybody loves cats. And I had the opportunity to publish this charming little book, and so I thought, well, that's what Clandestine Press will be: genre fiction and cats.
Am I detecting a theme here? Because if I read Kerry Greenwood aright, she's pretty much of a cat fan too.
She is, yeah.
So, you're obviously a cat lover.
I am a cat lover as well. Most people I know are. I know there's few exceptions of, there's something terribly wrong with them. But that's not to say that, later on I might not publish a book on, a heroic alpaca or something.
That'd be an interesting twist. I don't think we've ever had an alpaca hero. You might even get a movie deal out of that.
Yes.
you never know. Okay, so you're about to officially launch Clandestine Press, and you've got Tony Wheeler from the founder of Lonely Planet coming along to do that.
I have. I am so honoured that he's not only agreed to, but that he's able to, because he's, in fact, when I asked him to do it, he was on his way back from London on something like a 28-stop trip in a small plane home, and that's something he'd never done before, which is pretty amazing that Tony can still find things he hasn't done before on this planet. But so I was lucky that he was going to be in town and able to do it.
Well, your launch is coming up on Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, Saturday at 6 o'clock
at Bell's Hotel.
Yeah, in South Melbourne.
In South Melbourne, and obviously that's going to be a bit of a knees up for you.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah, hope so. Okay. One more thing I wanted to ask you before I let you go. You're a Sisters in Crime national co-convener. What is Sisters in Crime?
Sisters in Crime is a literary group. Small L literary group, because we just specialise in crime fiction, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And there's about 500-600 members Australia-wide. We read, talk about, explore, promote anything to do with women's crime fiction.
Uh-huh.
We started because in the olden days there weren't that many women crime writers in Australia, and those that weren't getting much publicity.
Right.
And so as readers, because even back then I was a reader, not a writer, we decided that what was needed was an organisation to just, sort of raise the profile of it. Back then there was about, this is 19 years ago, there was about 5 working women crime writers in this country, one of whom was Kerry Greenwood,
mm-hmm.
and she's still going strong.
Yep.
But we now have probably close to 40. And it's not all down to our doing, but just simply the fact that we were raising the profile and having events and getting it out there that, yes, it's a wonderful thing for Australian women to be doing and do more of it. So we're up to it. Next year we celebrate our 20th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
We have events in Melbourne, regular events where we invite authors along and interview them or put them on panels and make them talk to each other or have debates. And it's probably the most fun you can have when you're having fun.
I'm glad you caught yourself in time there. Well, thanks very much for joining us, Lindy. The best of luck with your launch.
Thanks, Doug.
And the best of luck with the business.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that was Lindy Cameron there. She's launching her new business, Clandestine Press, 6:30, Bell's Hotel on Saturday. That's over in South Melbourne. In case you're kind of scratching your head and wondering where else you might have heard of Lindy Cameron, her earlier crime series featured the Richmond-based lesbian Private Eye, Kit O'Malley. So, you know, you might want to look out for those if there's any of those still in print.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.